creates on the inside of that chute, you know, a cob in there, and the silk's up on the end of the cob and on that chute, and then it just grows on, and then the next thing you'll see little grains forming on that cob, and then the next thing, when you know it's roasting ears, you reach up there and pull down. Of course, now I can tell. I've fooled with it so much, I can usually feel the outside of the ear and tell if it's ready to eat. But a person that don't know couldn't. And I can't tell every time. But when you pull it down and mash on that grain, it wants to, the juice will spew, it wants to be soft enough that the juice will spew out of it, but not too soft, you see. Yes, it wants to be formed to its full size, you might say, but still be where the juice will squirt out of it when you mash on it. And if it gets to where the juice won't come out of it, it's done got too hard for what we call roasting ears, you know. Too hard for eating.
Well, did you ever grow anything, any kind of melons or anything?
Oh, yeah. We grew mushmelons and watermelons, cantaloupe, cantaloupe and mushmelons. They're the same, might say the same thing, you know. They're just a form of that. And then we grew all kind of watermelons.
What kind of watermelon? I don't know what kind of have around here.
Oh, now, that Irish Gray was one favorite watermelon that we grew here. And they used to have a popular melon for years and years and years, from the time I was just a kid up till still now, is Bradford. Bradford, they call it a Bradford melon. It's a
What's the difference
a green striped melon. Well, they're different colors, and they call it a cakely sweet. It's kind of a blue melon. And the Bradford was a green streaked melon, and the Irish Gray was a gray melon, kind of a light gray. And just all kind of melons. I just don't know how many different kind of melons they did have.
Did the seeds look the same in all of them?
No. The seeds look different. They're just different colored seeds. Some of them be little old black seed, little seed, and some of them be great big old streaked seed, and some of them be kind of white looking seed. But of course, I couldn't look at the seed and tell what melon it's out of, you know, as far as that's concerned, as far as knowing, telling for sure, you know. But the seeds were definitely different. A whole lot different looking.
Well, in cooking, did you ever use anything, in the springtime, well, now even, when it rains, you know, those little things that pop up in the yard?
Yeah, but we never did use them. Mushrooms.
You never did use them?
No, we never used them cooking. You know, they raise them now. Raise them in hothouses and things, you know.
Around here?
Yeah, they got a big place over there at Madisonville that they made those mushrooms.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes, sir. Now, I think I'm right about that. I think they got a big piece. I think my wife saw that the other day and told what they're selling for. I think she had about 49 cents a 8 ounces, I believe. Yes, mushrooms. They got a big hothouse over there they raise them in. Just raise them by the tons.
What about those big white kind that pop up that are poisonous? You call them mushrooms, too?
Around the place?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, I call them mushrooms.
You ever heard them call something else? Like
toadstools, yeah, from called toadstools. But we never fool with eating nothing like that. I'd be kind of afraid to if we get over something, be poison or something. You know, we don't fool with eating stuff like that on the ground that grows around and comes out of the ground here.
I suppose it could be.
There may be some that's eatable, edible, but I don't know whether there is or not around here.
Well, what about citrus fruit? What kind of citrus fruit do you have around here?
Well, we never did grow any.
Does anybody around here?
Well, see, now what is citrus fruit?
Grapefruit?
No. Grapefruit, oranges, and stuff like that. That's citrus, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
No, sometimes people have a little orange tree around the yard, grow a few little oranges, but they don't have orange yard, orchards or anything. Now, down in the valley, you know, down below Houston, back down the valley, that's a big citrus country down there. Oranges, and is grape citrus?
Yes,
I don't think grape.
I was down there, and they do have grapes, and they have oranges.
But I don't think grape is a citrus, is it?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. Orange and grapefruit is and seem like some other citrus. Yeah, so let's see, what else is citrus?
Orange and grapefruit.
And